Jasmine Crockett, Closer to Yes Than I Am No on Challenging Cornyn Senate Seat. By Olivia Rondo on December 3, 2025. Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, believes that black and brown voters would help her take over Senator John Cornyn's, RTX, Senate seat in the 2026 midterm elections, saying she is closer to yes than I am no in running for his office. The left-wing congresswoman indicated her intentions to MS Now over the weekend after her self-imposed deadline to decide whether or not she would run past over Thanksgiving. When co-host Eugene Daniels asked Crockett for a post-Thanksgiving update, she said, "The data says that I can win. Here is the deal, though, data is only one part of the equation. You have to be able to execute. The state is 30 million people, it's a $100 million race." She explained, before stating that she needs a strong slate of other Democrats on the midterm ticket who can raise money. "So, it's more so logistical than anything at this point in time." Crockett continued, before citing the coalition of black and brown folk who showed up for Democrats during the November elections in New Jersey and Virginia. "I am the leading candidate when it comes to those two specific constituencies. So it does make it to where I am very formidable. Regardless of kind of what people want to put out into the atmosphere." When Daniels said it seemed like she was closer to running for Senate than not, the congresswoman stated that she is closer to yes than I am no, "I will tell you that." A late October poll from the University of Houston and Texas State University has Crockett winning the Democrat primary should she decide to ditch her position in the House for the Senate, beating out already declared candidates Representative James Tallarico, DTX, and former Representative Colin Allred, DTX. She also beat out former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, in the hypothetical matchup, though he has not formally entered the race. Crockett is set to make a special announcement next Monday, the Texas Tribune reported. The Republican challengers against Cornyn include Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, R, and Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, with recent polling showing Paxton in the lead of the three-way race. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.